With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has failed to qualify for next week's debate in Atlanta. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Host network CNN said the independent presidential candidate fell short of benchmarks both for state ballot qualification and polling. As a result, next week's debate will be solely between President Biden and former President Trump. And that's the way both campaigns want it. Both the Biden and Trump teams fear Kennedy could play a spoiler in the election, and they were hoping he wouldn't meet the criteria to join them on the debate stage. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Georgia Republicans settled two congressional nominations in Tuesday runoffs. Meanwhile, Democrats chose their candidate to run against Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene in the November general election. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with details.
Former U.S. Education Department official Wayne Johnson beat Chuck Hand for the Republican nomination in the 2nd Congressional District. Johnson will challenge 16-term Democratic incumbent Sanford Bishop for the district, which sprawls across 30 counties in southwest Georgia, stretching into Columbus and Macon. The district has delivered comfortable Democratic majorities in recent years. In the Democratic contest to challenge Taylor Greene in the 14th District, Sean Harris beat Clarence Blaylock. Harris faces an uphill fight in the strongly Republican district. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a series of deals with his Vietnamese counterpart during a state visit that comes as Moscow is seeking to bolster ties in Asia to offset its growing international isolation over its military actions in Ukraine. The fate of the proposed ceasefire deal for Gaza hangs in the balance. Hamas has accepted the broad outline of the plan but requested amendments. Israel has publicly disputed aspects of it. The Dow is up 112 points, the Nasdaq losing 115. This is SRN News. A basketball coach puts his faith on display.
The Boston Celtics won the NBA title this week, and during the trophy presentation ceremony after the game, it was impossible not to notice that Joe Mazzulla had put on a t-shirt reading, quote, "But first, let me thank God." The head coach has been quietly outspoken about his faith in press conferences, recently turning a question about race into one about faith. He says he plans to celebrate the championship with a trip to Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has granted the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops temporary relief from a federal rule that would have required them to provide workers with time off and other accommodations for abortions. Judge David Joseph granted the preliminary injunction in two consolidated lawsuits, including one brought by the attorneys general of Louisiana and Mississippi. The lawsuits challenge a federal decision that the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act covers abortion. This is SRN News. More countries have confirmed the deaths of their citizens during the annual Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca.
Hundreds of pilgrims from Egypt and Indonesia in particular are reported to have died during this year's Hajj, which ended on Wednesday. The heat in Saudi Arabia is often intense and unavoidable for pilgrims, as the timing of the pilgrimage is now moved, according to the lunar calendar, to the middle of summer. The rituals of Hajj involve huge numbers of people moving between various locations in and around Mecca, including Mount Arafat, during the blazing heat of the day. This year, temperatures have been especially fierce. The Saudi authorities have installed various measures to try to beat the heat.
BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher. The Israeli Antiquities Authority says a company drilling for natural gas off the coast of northern Israel has discovered a 3,300-year-old ship and its cargo, one of the oldest known examples of a ship sailing far from land. More details at SRNNews.com.